Apollo 8, Houston. Apollo 8, Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. We're ready for you to start your wastewater dump any time now. And could we have a crew status report?
You may. We had a good night's sleep. Everyone slept at least 7 hours yesterday. And we are just finished breakfast. We drunk a lot of water, and I think we're in very good shape. Just use the exerciser.
Roger, Frank. You ready for... That's about it. You ready for some morning news?
Yep.
Okay, there's really not a whole lot in the news this morning. Things are kind of quiet. I guess the biggest news is the accident rates, the holiday deaths, which are certainly not very pleasant news, but we had 233 people killed nationally, and... nine of them were in Houston on Christmas Eve and Christmas. In the world news, the families made the news again. This is Associated Press. The families of Apollo 8 crew sent a Christmas message to Navy Commander Lloyd Bucker, captain of the USS Pueblo crew released this week by North Korea. The message addressed to Commander and Mrs. Bucker at San Diego Navy Hospital read, "You have been in our thoughts and our prayers. Your reunion has brought great joy into our hearts this Christmas day. Our best to you personally and to all the families under your command." And it was signed the families of the crew of Apollo 8. Space officials said that the message had been suggested and written by Mrs. Frank Borman.
Thank you.
Let's see, elsewhere in the national news, the newlyweds, David and Julie Eisenhower, came away from their secret honeymoon hideaway to have Christmas dinner with President-elect Nixon and his family. In New York City, the world's busiest harbor was reduced to almost complete inactivity Christmas Day due to a five-day-old longshoreman strike and a rare hiatus in shipping schedules. No ships arrived or left the harbor. Ferries running on reduced holiday schedules provided the only marine activity. Here's an interesting little feature item that's kind of good to hear. It seems that up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, they have a new youth gang. It's called the Gillnet Gang. It roams the streets of Ann Arbor, acting in secret and sometimes bypassing the law. They call themselves the Gorillas for Good. Some of the things they've done is painted a bridge that was covered with obscenities. They painted it one night. A condemned house that's popular with neighborhood children but dangerous was boarded up. Downtown planters, unfilled because of a debate over which group was responsible, business or government, were filled with flowers. A hedge thought to be hampering vision at a busy intersection was trimmed, and the owner was angered. Trash along a portion of the Huron River was picked up. Members of the gang are anonymous teenagers who ask for no individual recognition. Their aim is to slice red tape to get things, good things in their opinion, done. The organization has a faint religious overtone. It's sort of an ecumenical group, said an assistant professor at the University of Michigan, who acts as an informal sounding board for the gang's ideas. The name is from St. Peter, the fisherman's net, and it's remote enough not to be identified with any particular church. There's a thread of Robin Hood running through this thing, said the teacher, who also prefers to remain anonymous. A lot of their activities are extra legal. When the system bogs down, they directly administer good rather than go through the red tape channels. The gang is made up of about 55 high school kids, boys and girls, and there's another 40 or 50 who belonged to the gang before they graduated. The idea for the gang evolved from a trip to Detroit's slum area where a church group, youth group, noted the way that street gangs operate. They were impressed with the methods of operation and decided to organize for a somewhat different reason. It was a chance to do things for the pure sake of giving, said the gang's advisor. That's about it as far as the world and national news and the features is concerned. On the sports page, Hank Stram of the Kansas City Chiefs was named as the AFL Coach of the Year. This is the second time for him in three seasons. The voting was done by an Associated Press panel of 30 sports writers and sportscasters, three from each city. And the nearest one to him was Weeb Eubank. Other coaches that received votes were Sid Gilman of San Diego and Lou Saban of Denver. As for the Shriners College All-Star game yesterday, the North cool the South 3-0. Michigan State's Dick Berlinski booted a 23-yard field goal in the first quarter, and it was all the North needed to beat the South Wednesday in the Shrines College All-Star football game. Let's see, I guess the interesting things about this are that first downs, North 19, South 16, rushing, North 214, South 169, passing was a North 96, a South 109. So all in all, it looks like they were pretty evenly matched. Looks like Precision and his Notre Damers weren't as strong as old Howard was worrying about.
Roger. We're dumping the water now, Jerry.
Okay, Frank. For the big Astro Bluebonnet game, the big basketball classic followed by the Bluebonnet Bowl in the Dome, SMU and Oklahoma have arrived. They're getting ginned up for the big game. Doesn't say here, I don't believe, which are favored. I'll look that up and let you know later if there is a favor here. The Davis Cup is underway now down in Australia, and the U.S. is bidding to recapture that again. Apparently, we're favored to recapture the supremacy today. Other item in the news is O.J. Simpson. He was named Player of the Year in college football for the second consecutive season by the Walter Camp Football Foundation. Woody Hayes, as I told you yesterday, was named Coach of the Year.
Roger.
Well, I guess that's about it, Frank.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that. Jerry, this is Jim. We concur on that. Mid-course 6, 0.2 of a foot per second is what we get.
Real fine, Jim. You want to just turn off your radios and come back without us?
No, we can't read out the Amazing Race of Memory if we'd have to go into Program 1 again. I tried to get us back on the launch pad a little bit earlier.